We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school football and a big win for Southwest Valley last week. They won the Battle of the Valleys over Nottoway Valley, 42-0. Keegan Longenbaugh, head coach for the Timberwolves, joins me now. And coach, big win last week. You got a game this week with West Monona. How are you feeling overall about your football team?
Yeah, we're really happy with the way we were able to come out and perform last week. We started off early 8-0 on top of Nottoway Valley, and then that was kind of stagnant until halftime. We went into half only up 8-0 and ended up putting up a lot of points there in the second half to get the 42-0 win. And, you know, our guys were really excited about that. They put in a lot of time in the film study last week and put a lot of hard work into practice. I think it was the hardest they've worked all year in last week's practice. And, you know, we keep preaching to them, but you're going to play how you practice. And these guys really stepped up and had a great week last week all around. Even looking down to the scout team guys, they put a lot more pressure on our guys and really came out. And those guys are starting to kind of get their feet under them for high school football. So exciting from freshman all the way through senior. But we know we have another opponent this week that, you know, it's not a district matchup, but it still is very big for momentum.
What can you say about your defense to pitch a shutout? What were some of the highlights there?
Oh, I mean, there was a lot of pressure on their quarterback. You know, our defensive coordinator, Coach Kyle Chaffa, did a great job of kind of mixing in some blitzes. And then sometimes, you know, just making sure their offensive line was on their heels. You know, there was times we didn't even send pressure, but they were expecting it. So that left some more one-on-one matchups with our defensive linemen. And, you know, that was the pressure that we've been talking about all season that we needed. You know, we get pressure, we get guys on our defensive line to pin their ears back and go, good things are going to happen. And that's exactly what happened. Especially you look at the two guys as defensive ends in Jake Brandt and Jackson Hogan, who really just put them to head throws. It's a lot easier. Teams are more one-dimensional when they have to throw the ball on a second and real long or third and long. And our guys got a lot of pressure on them. And in the secondary, you know, there were still some hiccups found on film, but fortunately they were able to, you know, not complete some of those passes. But secondary wise, we ended up staying with them as best as we could, especially when there were backers blitzing. But yeah, all around defensive performance from start to finish was phenomenal. We're just hoping that we can do that from start to finish with the offensive side this week.
Tell me a little bit more about Jake Brandt and Jackson Hogan. What do you like about each of them? They each had three tackles for a loss in the ball game. I mean, they didn't get the sacks per se, but they obviously got the pressure, and that was good enough. But what do you like about what they do for you on the defensive ends?
I mean, being able to have their coming out party this last week was really huge for, I think, their confidence. You know, this is Jackson Hogan only being a sophomore. You know, he's a kid that you looked at as a freshman and you knew that he was going to be a varsity starter probably by the time he was a junior. But you talk about the work and the dedication that kid's put into the weight room. You know, just body wise, he's put on a lot of muscle mass over the last year. You know, we didn't expect him. I mean, we kind of had a feeling he might be starting at the offensive and defensive line positions this year, but being able to put the muscle that he put on was huge for him. And Jake Brandt's been another guy that's been working in the weight room a lot too. He's one of those who's been in there since he was a seventh grader. So, you know, having those guys that put in the work in the off season and seeing, you know, their hard work finally pay off on the football field was really fun for them to see. And I know it was fun for us to see on the sideline as well. But yeah, those two, you know, we've been harping on throw some moves, get off these blocks by throwing moves, and both finally started doing it. They lived good things for them. So it's nice that one of them's a junior, one of them's a sophomore. So we know that this right now is kind of them finally seeing, you know, what the success looks like. And this can take them over, not just into the rest of this season, but next year as well.
So, I mean, obviously Wyatt Mendenhall leaves a void. He wasn't really there all season for you at quarterback. You tried to get him in there, but it didn't work out. So how do you feel about just that position going the rest of this season?
Yeah, I mean, it does hurt not being able to have him on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. He's He's a very good player on both sides of the ball. You know, he's been a first team all district defensive back for the last 2 years. So being losing him there in the secondary really hurts, especially in pass coverage. He's very good at that. And he's a very good open field tackler. On the offensive side of the ball, he's just a very smart player. He studies the game. You know, he's one of those kids that, you know, as a coach, if you say something to him, it's going to stick. You know, you don't have to continuously repeat. He's listening every single time you tell him something to do or whatever progression or read there might be for the quarterback in the throwing position. And, you know, he's a very smart runner, very smart player to know when to tuck it and run, know when he can pass it. He has very good vision on the field. So he's trying to on his best on the sideline to kind of try to, you know, share that with some of these other kids. You know, he's kind of turned into another coach for us on the sideline. And you know, so we really appreciate everything he does on that end. But offensively, you know, it does leave a little hole. But, you know, Wyatt Shires has really stepped into that position. He's kind of taken it and ran with it. You know, all three of our wins, he's been there at quarterback, you know. We're talking about our games with Mendenhall against Riverside and AHST. Those are very, very tough games to play. But, you know, he was able to find a lot of success on the offensive side there. And luckily, you know, Shires had been playing quarterback already. So being able to put him right back into that position was a no-brainer. You know, it wasn't even a second guess on our end. So watching him be able to step back into that role this week and do a very, very good job with it was really fun to watch. You know, he very well could have had at least 150, 200 more passing yards. He had about two or three deep balls that were perfectly thrown. We just didn't completely run our routes fully. I think we were expecting our guys were being expected to be underthrown, and we really hit that in film. So watching Shires go back into the quarterback spot was nice. And like I said, he's only a sophomore too. So this is very good for him, not just for this year, but for years to come.
Yeah. So what are the biggest challenges here with West Monona this week?
Yeah. I mean, we know that, you know, they kind of mix a little things up on the offensive side of the football. We know that they have some formations that are kind of like an ECGC formation with a power set with everybody tight in the box. And, you know, we are lucky that we've seen ACGC and, you know, and understand what is going to be thrown at us with that set. And then they do have a little shotgun formation here too. So they like to get their athletes out to the edge. So hopefully we can set the edge. That's kind of been a little bit of a problem for us throughout the season is kind of containing the outside and being able to push people in. So we're really going to hammer that this week for the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, offensively, you know, they have a very good corner and a Sorensen kid who it doesn't matter who they're playing. They've played some really solid football teams and he shies away from nobody. So we've really hit into our receivers that, you know, you have to run really hard routes. You have to be able to get off the blocks or get off of the jams because he is going to jam you at the line of scrimmage. Get on him early and kind of get his confidence down just because of how confident he plays the game of football. And you know, this is a squad that's coming off of their first win of the season against a rivalry in Westwood. So coming off of some momentum as well as us. So it's going to be a clash right from the onset.
Well, Coach, big win here will get you at least to your fourth win of the season, guarantee you at least a 500, and then a huge game potentially the next week against Mount Air. In the meantime, really appreciate your time, and best of luck against the Spartans. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris. Always appreciate it.
Keegan Loggenbaugh, head coach for Southwest Valley Football here on KSOM.